In the early days of the pandemic, hip-hop producers Timbaland and Swizz Beatz created a music industry monster. It's called Versus, and it's a live-on-Instagram music battle that has blown up on social media. Well, the Caribbean followed with its own version of the show, appropriate since it's the latest chapter in a long-running exchange between Caribbean music and African-American culture. Boz Dreisinger reports from Barbados.
Picture it. Two veteran musicians going at it tune for hit tune, live on social media, before a virtual audience in the hundreds of thousands. That's Digicel Showdown. The live-streamed event debuted last October with soca artist Allison Hines from Barbados and Patrice Roberts from Trinidad. Andrew Bailey of Perception Management, which co-produced the series, explains why the team elected to showcase soca, the fast-paced child of Trinidadian calypso and the soundtrack of Caribbean Carnival.
The reason why we went with soca artists was because it was a genre that hasn't been represented in the verses. Dancehall has been represented, so we wanted to do something for the culture.
Dancehall had been represented in verses by Jamaicans Beanie Man and Bounty Killer. To represent soca in Showdown was an honor, says Allison Hines.
It was actually quite fun to perform in the Showdown because it gave me the opportunity to appreciate the other performers' music and to give a little history lesson about some of the fan favorite songs that have become classics.
Speaking of history, before you call Showdown a knockoff Versus, keep in mind that the American series actually owes its existence to Caribbean music.
One song. Here one song comes on the biz. One song on the world.
The story goes back to Jamaica in the late 1950s, when the streets of Kingston hosted rabid competitions between DJ crews or sound systems, blasting imported jazz and blues on colossal speakers stacked high. Selectors, who chose the sound system's music and chatted raucously over it, started getting more famous than the tunes they played. And that's how dancehall stars were born, with the rise of artists like Yellowman and Tenorsaw in the 80s, or Mavado and Vibes Cartel in the early 2000s.
We are the last man standing. Rifle shot, move the goalie bunk in. Run on your barber shop and trim. Next year, not do the whole damn sting. We are the last man standing.
These DJs, as they were known, staged lyrical battles on stage and in the studio, says Professor Sonia Stanley Naya at the University of the West Indies in Jamaica.
Bounty Killer, Beanie Man, Vibes Cartel and Mavado. We have had legendary clashes, so much so that authorities have had to be called into suppressing clashes. Prime ministers calling DJs to sit in particular sessions to ease the tension. School students taking sides. So the clash is an animated, exaggerated component of Jamaican life.
The clash also helped birth hip-hop when Jamaican-born DJs like Kool Herc moved to the U.S. and set up sound systems there and shaped American rapping.
Great. Yeah. This is a culture built on music, vibration, peace, love.
It all adds up to a kind of cultural ping-pong game between the West Indies and the U.S. Caribbean Showdown is born from American Versus, which is born from Jamaican dancehall, which is born from U.S. jazz and blues.
It goes all the way back to the movement of enslaved persons and later freed persons between Cuba, Jamaica, the American South. What becomes jazz, what then gets played on radio, what gets listened by Jamaicans. So that to really say that hip-hop comes out of Jamaica is to also acknowledge the ways in which Jamaicans were listening to what was being played in the United States. And so that musical cross-fertilization has to be acknowledged.
Not just Jamaican music, actually. Allison Hines points out that Trinidadian calypso, which shaped Jamaican music in the pre-reggae days, is grounded in clash culture, too.
Well, my lordy, come close to me. I will tell you plain and candidly. Don't stop, it back and smile, because you have a face like a crocodile.
There's a style within calypso called picon, where calypso artists will verbally freestyle battle, and that can get pretty intense.
Pyro, you shouldn't tell me that at all. I mind you when you were small. Many are the nights I used to mash your head in crossing to go on your mother.
So when Versus made the cover of Billboard magazine and Jamaican's Beanie Man and Bouncy Killer were left out of the photo, plenty of their fans felt slighted. But to those in the know, it's just another chapter in an ongoing musical story. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.
It looks as if you want trouble here tonight, Molly.